You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's row time.
Welcome to Rolanda On Demand.
I love my podcast because we not only tackle the tough issues of the day, but we deal with hot topics, celebrity interviews, and information that can help you in your business or relationships.
This is Rolanda On Demand.
You are listening to Rolanda On Demand, and I'm Rolanda Watts, and we are going to be cooking in my kitchen today with Max Tucci. You talk about a way to jazz up a holiday meal. Well, why not talk to an heir of one of the most popular restaurants of New York City's history, the Oscars Delmonico, a famous restaurant in the financial district. If you remember it, you remember it well. Every celebrity from the old school to new school would go there for some delicious Italian meals. And Max Tucci, who joins me now, who is not only a dear friend, he's also the host of Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. And Max, boy, what is it like being three generations of such a famous restaurant?
Is phenomenal, Auntie Ro. Thanks for having me, by the way.
Listen, I love you. I love your energy. I love food. I love the holidays. This is going to be a big love fest. Thank you for joining me.
Happy holidays to everybody. And, you know, consciously create a happy holiday. Despite what's going on, they can be happy because we can consciously create the happy holidays.
That's right. It all starts in the brain. And, you know, a lot of times when we think about food, Max, and the holidays, we get so stressed out. We're just overwhelmed. We make it a bigger deal than it has to be. And what you say is relax, enjoy it, bring in the good energy, and let's have some Italian fun.
Let's have fun, right? Let's have fun. But, you know, there's ways to execute the perfect holiday party. There really are. Whether you're Italian, Spanish, Lithuanian, Russian, African, whatever you are, wherever you're from. And the tip, the number one tip that I always say, Rolanda, is keep the guests list small. Keep it small.
Yeah.
The more mouths you got to feed, the more money you have to pay, and the more time you spend in the kitchen, unless you have it catered.
That's right. What do they say? Kiss the cook, keep it simple, silly.
Mm-hmm. Right? But definitely, but you know, and intimacy is a beautiful thing. And when you have, listen, you could be, I know your parties, or I've seen them on Instagram. You have everybody and their auntie.
Honey, we have a brood.
But that's your intimacy, though.
But you know what I do? When I have a big party, Max, I say, everybody bring your favorite dish. And I love that because people of different cultures bring different dishes. It's a conversation piece. People are known by their red velvet cake or their shrimp dip or whatever. But it also makes it simple for me. It keeps it really easy.
The potluck.
Potluck, exactly. Like mama's potluck.
Oh, I got to tell you, the best red velvet cake I ever had, Puff Daddy's mother, P. Diddy, Janice Combs, had a restaurant in Brooklyn called Mama Duke's. That red velvet was off the hook. Ooh. But speaking of restaurants and coming from Delmonico's, there's a whole etiquette, too, that comes with my heritage with dining and literally becomes almost impossible for me sometimes to go out.
Now, let's explain to people. The Oscars Delmonico is a major league famous historic restaurant out of New York City. Your father and grandfather were involved in this restaurant, and now the legacy of the story being told is bestowed upon you, and you're working on a major book that's going to come out next year on this. But give us a little background and why this food is such a passion and this restaurant business is such a passion for you and your family.
Well, for me, entertaining is really the passion. And I think that's why my grandfather and my father were so successful. They knew how to entertain and they knew how to serve the customer. And when we go back into history, 1827 was when Delmonico's originated in New York. It was America's first fine dining restaurant. So if you're going to come at me at Twitter, at Max Tucci, you say, no, it wasn't the first restaurant. It was the first fine dining restaurant. You see, the elite and society didn't have a place to go. So Delmonico's, the one that my grandfather, there were a couple of them scattered through New York, but the one that's still erected and standing today is down on 56 Beaver Street in New York in the financial district. And when you go through the span of history, the dishes that were created there, lobster Newberg, eggs Benedict, oyster Rockefeller, my grandfather in the 30s, he created the wedge salad. So there's a lot of history to the restaurant.
Whoa, hold up. Your grandfather created the wedge salad, that salad I love so much with the blue cheese and the bacon. Oh, my gosh.
You didn't know that, Ro?
No!
Yes, he did.
I knew there was greatness in you.
You know, right. All because of the wedge. So when you really think about it, it was the 30s, right? Depression, recession. There was a massive prohibition. The restaurant industries all over New York were suffering. So you give them wedge salad, wedge lettuce, which is very inexpensive. Mm-hmm. You make some concoction of a blue cheese. And then you go from there. So at that time, it was farm to table. You know, it was America's first organic restaurant. That they all were then. You know, it was literally farm to table. Whether they went to Connecticut or Brooklyn to the farms, we're going back, you know, to the 30s when Brooklyn had farms and the 1800s when Brooklyn had farms. And they brought this fresh produce and they catered to the customer. So those were some of the dishes. And clam chowder was created there. And baked Alaska was created there.
What? So, amazing.
Yeah. Well, you have to think there weren't restaurants, fine dining restaurants with really Epicurean chefs in America until Delmonico's came around. And it was the Delmonico brothers who started it. And in the 1920s, they lost their money. The building was there. My grandfather came in 1927, saw the building, fell in love with the building, and knew that he could do something with the existing restaurant. Keep in mind, it was closed, and he took it over in 1927. He made a little, he did what he could do. Prohibition came. He kept it running. There's stories, which will be in the book, about the liquor in the baby carriage with my grandmother walking down the streets of New York, acting like my father was in there. Meanwhile, there was booze.
Prohibition.
You know, and what's fun about these stories is it's been a collection of almost 15 years of interviewing people, many who have passed now, so I'm glad we got their stories. And everybody has a story. And they all need to be told. That's what I say all the time. So really, the book is not only an inspiration of the Epicurean historic world and the restaurant industry, but it's really a family story. So my advice for this holiday, if you have all of your loved ones around you, ask them questions. Question them about their past, about the history, because we never know. My father died when I was 8 years old, and we never know when they're going to be gone and when that book will be closed. And like your book, Destiny Lingers, but we have to ask the questions on how we can make it linger. Right?
That's right. Savor the taste. Let it last. And Max, of course, is talking about my brand new novel, a shameless plug here, called Destiny Lingers. And you can go get them now for holiday gifts at iUniverse.com in the bookstore there. iUniverse.com.
Stocking stuffer. That was no shameless plug because I set it up for you. So, yes, I've had you on my show, Max and Friends, Sunday on LA Talk Radio.
Absolutely.
Talk about shameless plug. But, so I know the book, girl.
Writing a book and getting a book out is one of the hardest things in the world, but one of the most fulfilling and rewarding, and you are passing on some legacy and history. And I got to tell you, Max, even though I have a romance novel, I have a lot of food in my book. I noticed that. I was there's food.
Listen, we have menus that date back to the 1800s. We have menus from the early 1900s, from the Vanderbilts, the Astors, all American society. I'm going to send you a menu. I want you to pick a recipe, and I want you to create one for the book. Because, I'll tell you, we all love Carla Hall from ABC The Chew.
Yeah.
Carla, she's opening up a restaurant in Brooklyn, but Carla is creating her version of the Baked Alaska for the book. So we've done over 590 outreaches. From celebrities to society, we have everyone from Malcolm Forbes' son, Kip Forbes, to David Rockefeller, to some really good people that I can't tell you about yet. But all I can say is hello, Dolly. Remember, Delmonico's was in almost every movie on Turner Classic Movies now. Josh Sapin from Turner Classic, he wrote the most incredible essay on how important Delmonico's was. You know, when you look back at Turner Classic Movies, right? You see people saying, we're going to Delmonico's for dinner. And they dress up. And the diamonds came out. And the dresses and the tuxedos. People appreciated the elegance. They celebrated it. They dressed up, and they knew that when they were going to Delmonico's, they were going to have a grand old time.
Oh, that sounds so fabulous. Sounds bad. So this book will be out. I understand. Now, you know, you and I, speaking of books, you and I both had a wonderful mentor, both of our auntie, in Miss Jackie Collins, God rest her soul. Did she give you any recipes?
Girl, well, you know, the one Jackie came on my show often. She was on Max. She was a friend to Max and Friends, much like you, Auntie Ro. And whenever Jackie came on, we would always talk about her books. We would talk about life. And then she blessed us with the Jackie Collins, The Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook. Now, I don't know how I became the spokesperson for this book, but whenever I had Jackie on, I said, I promise that whenever I go to a party or whenever I talk about food, I'm going to bring up your book. And the one thing I said, we used to celebrate the New Year's together on Max and Friends, and Jackie would say, oh, I'm in Hawaii, I'm with so-and-so, and we're having the drink, and, you know, Wolfgang Puck created a drink for me called the Jackie Collins. I said, well, what is it? She goes, oh, well, you have to get the book. the Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook. But it's delicious. It's raspberries and simple syrup and vodka and lemons and ice cubes and mint and all kinds of good stuff. And that's why I love Jackie Collins, because she celebrated life. And what I found out so fascinating about her, when I look back on my interviews with her, I said to Jackie, I said, what do you want to do this year that you haven't done in years past? And she said, instead of writing one book, I want to write two a year.
Mm.
And I, you know, she knew that she had cancer for a long time, and she kept it private. And so I think that when I now look back and I hear those interviews, I could hear that she was living life really to the max.
Sure.
And that's why this book, The Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook, there's the easy recipes, and I use them all the time. The Lucky's Luscious Meatballs. You know, if you love Lucky Sant'Angelo and you love Jackie Collins, you have to get this book because the recipes are fun. You bring Jackie Collins' spirit into the room, and you knew Jackie. She encouraged you to do your book.
She sure did.
What did she say? One page a day for a year, and you'll have your novel?
That's right. Write one page a day, dear, for the year, and you'll have your novel, darling.
You'll have your novel.
And I have it. And she was indeed one of the first people I ever said, when she came on my talk show in the 90s, I was like, Miss Collins, I want you to know a secret. I want to write a novel, too. And that's when she said it. One page a day, and you'll have one in a year. Well, it took me quite a lot longer than a year. But
you've been busy, Ro. You've been busy.
But I'm going to tell you this. I'm really inspired that she used the food from her novel as a cookbook. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to follow in her footsteps on that.
You see, Rolanda was inspired.
I've been inspired. It's going to be a Rolandalicious cookbook. You heard it
there
right here. Right here. Okay, come on. Give me one good recipe for the holiday.
All right.
From one of your celebrities.
I'll give you one of mine that I love. And this, you know, we never think about the morning after. And if you do, it's the Plan B pill sometimes. But when you think about the morning after, right, what do you think of? Cleaning up the house and making, okay, I got to do all this. So I've created a very simple recipe. I will send it to you so you could tweet it, whatever you need to do with it, Instagram it, love it, list it, put it on Facebook. So what we do is, and we used to do this at Delmonico's, and it's my version, and we take peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, green peppers.
Wait, what are we making?
We are making scrambled eggs, breakfast, next morning.
Oh,
but
next morning.
Poached eggs, next morning, the day after.
Okay.
Because the party, like you say, if friends are bringing food, everybody wiped you out. And if they brought tinfoil, you have nothing left.
Right, this is true.
But what do you do the next morning? You suffer, right? You have a hangover and you're hungry. So my advice is think about the morning after. Go out, get your fresh peppers, get some beautiful eggs, some nice organic brown eggs, good eggs, and get some bacon ready, get some chives ready, and this is what you do. Simple, and I'll have the recipe for you. Take the peppers, core the peppers, clean them out. It's very simple. Clean out the pepper. In the bottom of the pepper, and in the meantime, you have your oven going at 400, 450. You put some salt and pepper in the bottom of the pepper. You put some olive oil. You put some cayenne pepper, paprika, whatever you want to do. Put some bacon at the bottom, already cooked. You crack those eggs inside of those peppers, and you just stick them right into the oven and bake them.
What?
That's it.
You don't even stir them, just crack them in there.
Just crack them in there. And here's the thing. They come out, because this is the brunch. You know, if you're going to do brunch or breakfast the morning after, you have friends sleep over, people crash on the couch, 10, 15 of them, doesn't matter. They're the simplest thing to do. Pop them in the oven. you let them cook. You'll see. The eggs will cook. The pepper will cook 15, 20 minutes. You take them out. You stick in some chives. Get really theatrical with it. And you've got yourself, and then you sprinkle some bacon, too, bacon bits on top. Mm. You've got yourself a delicious morning after remedy.
Oh, my gosh.
The night of the party, just cocktails.
Well, listen, the next day you're not going to feel like cooking a whole lot. So that little simple
and
egg and the pepper.
So simple. I'm telling you, and it looks like you went to, like, the most expensive cooking school in the world, because if you slice in the middle, you literally have, like, the most beautiful layers of food. It's a beautiful presentation. It's simple. It's elegant. It's what Delmonico's was, and it's what I'm bringing to you all.
I love it. We're going to hear more from Max Tucci from the Oscars Delmonico book coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back here on Roland on Demand right after this. So stick with me here on Roland on Demand, and don't forget to follow me on Facebook and then on Twitter and Instagram, YouTube. You can catch me. She's everywhere.
Everywhere
you want to be.
Rolanda Watts.
We'll be right back after this.
Radio, it's Rolanda.
They are saying this is a major public health issue that's facing American children. How we use all of this technology around us, not as babysitters, not an electronic babysitter, but how we interact with our kids while they're interacting with the media. I mean, gosh, I've been in TV, radio now, and we get blamed for everything, don't we? But it's like saying the refrigerator made me fat. You can't do that.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect. Bold Radio, it's Rolanda.
And I was doing a book signing years ago, and some guy says, "Dave, in two words, changed my life. Two words, changed my life." And I said, and then God was speaking to me, because I am rather obtuse at times. I said, "Be happy." What? Three words. Be happy now.
Be happy now. Be happy now.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
Listening to Rolanda on Demand, and I'm Rolanda Watts, and I want to say thank you so much for listening. Please stay tuned. Woo! My mouth just keeps watering. And also coming up, my dear friend Donnie Demers is going to share a very special song with us, a song that he wrote with a very famous songwriter. So stick with me. We've got some good holiday music coming up as well. I hope you're following me on Facebook at the Rolanda fan page, and also on Twitter and Instagram at Rolanda Watts. We also mentioned my novel. You can go pick it up at iUniverse.com. That's iUniverse.com. Destiny Lingers. Yep, my romance novel. Great to read for the holidays, a great gift to give as well. Destiny Lingers. And I just want to say thank you to Wayne Lindsay for this beautiful Christmas music. He's got a new CD coming out. And coming up, Donnie Demers hearing his Christmas song. A lot of my friends, talented friends, coming up with some beautiful music this time of year. But let's get back to our show. Listening to Rolanda on Demand, and I'm Rolanda Watts, and want to say thank you so much for listening, especially if you're listening for the first time. Welcome to the family. You can follow me on Facebook at Rolanda on Demand or the Rolanda fan page. You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rolanda Watts. And don't forget to follow all of my fun videos and all of my old shows from the 90s and a bunch of other fun stuff. Movie clips, sitcom clips, all of that on YouTube under Rolanda Watts. We've been talking today with Max Tucci. He's not only my call him my nephew, my dear friend, my Florida buddy, but he also does his own show. It's called Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. And he is the third generation of the very famous, iconic, historic Oscars DeMonaco, the Oscars DeMonaco book from DeMonaco Restaurant in New York City, down in the Financial District. Very famous place. Lots of folks have been there from years and years. They've created everything. Max, I'm so shocked at all the things that came out of your grandpops and dad's restaurant there. Let's go through some of those things that came from there. Clam chowder.
Eggs Benedict. Lobster Newberg. Oysters Rockefeller, the wedge salad, baked Alaska, and of course, Rolanda, the Delmonico steak.
Of course.
Cut.
The Delmonico cut. It came from there. That's amazing. Max is working on a book, and it is just chock full of all kinds of wonderful facts, and you got recipes in this book, I'm sure.
We have tons of recipes, and, you know, there's two books coming out. We have the limited edition, which is going to be roughly between $1,200 and $1,500. Leather bound. It's really for the collector. It's really the essence of Delmonico's Old New York, Old Society.
Wow.
Then we have the commercial cookbook. That's the fun one. That's the one where we have all these chefs from all over the world contribute recipes. Cereal from the Cirque is actually writing the foreword for the book. Because
I love him.
He worked at Delmonico's.
Oh, I love that man. I spent more time at Le Cirque. I can't even begin to tell you.
You see? Well, Cereal worked for my grandfather back in the day. He was married in our penthouse apartment in New York with his beautiful wife, Edgy, and the three boys. So they're all contributing to the book. So really, you know, I like to say Delmonico's, Oscars Delmonico's, however we want to call it, are the roots to the Epicurean family tree of America.
Yes.
Because of those roots, so many people, from Tony May to Harry at Hanover Square to Cereal from Le Cirque to Fedora, who was in The Village, it just goes on, and Donatella's father. So many people worked at Delmonico's. So many people loved working there. And it's time that, you know, it's all just a little bit of history repeating. And we need to tell our stories because it is a beautiful thing to keep the legacy of our family going. And just there are stories and we need to tell them.
Absolutely. And I can't even begin to tell you. You know, you think about your folks and Cereal and his boys that ran the restaurant. But, you know, these were places where, I mean, I don't even, does this exist anymore? I can remember back in the days going to New York City and dressing up your finest, going to the finest restaurant, seeing all the major celebrities and the Astors and all. I mean, it was just, it was an event. It was an event.
Well, you know, Barbara Taylor Bradford, who writes about those beautiful eras, she's contributing to the book, too. And I have to tell you, because this you will appreciate, Delmonico's was the first restaurant to allow women to eat unescorted by a man.
What?
Yes. And it was the first restaurant to allow women to eat, not only eat, but to work. It was the first restaurant to have the ticker tape at the bar. It was the first restaurant, you know, the list go on, to have tablecloths, to have a menu. Literally, because everything has an, you know, there's always a genesis to something. And Delmonico's was really the genesis to society, to dining, and to history.
Wow.
So when you see women working in a restaurant, Delmonico's is the one that made that happen.
That's amazing.
And we take that for granted. Can you imagine not letting women work, not letting women eat in a restaurant? So we have the pictures of, like, the first women's luncheon at Delmonico's. Exquisite.
That's crazy.
And Barbara Taylor Bradford comments on that. Yeah.
Because you ask a lot of women today, what are you making for dinner? It's like reservations.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you wouldn't even would have made your reservation because they wouldn't have let you in without
Absolutely.
A man.
Listen,
without a man.
As we wrap up, that's just so crazy. But as we wrap up, would you please share one of Jackie Collins's recipes from Lucky,
Absolutely.
Her character in her series of
the
characters?
Lucky Santangelo cookbook.
Yes.
I love it. Every time Jackie was on, you have to call her Jackie Collins. I could never just say Jackie.
Right.
Jackie Collins and the Lucky Santangelo cookbook. Y'all, I promise you, you'll love this cookbook. It's all about her characters. Jackie, she did all the illustrations. She dressed Lucky. This book, I think, was one of her greatest passions. There's a fabulous, and I use this recipe often, which is the Lucky's Luscious Meatballs. they're like so easy to do, and you make a bunch of them and you put them in a slow cooker and you just literally put toothpicks and let people eat like that. But she's got the recipe, and you make about 20 meatballs with this, and you take some chicken stock. We'll get this recipe for you, Rose, so you can post it later.
Yeah.
You get some chicken stock, you get some sweet onions, some Vidalia. Ooh, they're so good. Some garlic cloves, some parsley. Now, everybody knows how to make a meatball, so what if you want to use, and I really like using lean turkey. I know it sounds crazy, but just, you know, kick up the spices. But instead of ground beef, I like lean turkey. It's so great. You could use ground pork. You could use ground beef. So you just put all those together. You make your meatballs. Everybody knows how to make a meatball, right? Mm-hmm. But there's nothing like the Lucky's Luscious meatballs. And then you add some. This is what Jackie did, and I loved it. She added the Parmigiano cheese right into those meatballs.
Mm.
And some red pepper flakes, some kosher salt, some olive oil, some marinara sauce, and you just go for it. And here's the thing. You know, we can give a million recipes, Rolanda, and it's hard on the air over radio to give recipes because you can't really see it and you can't appreciate it. But here's the one tip I always give. You can never mess up in the kitchen. Relax. Take a breath. If you follow these directions of the ingredients from Jackie's cookbook or from my book that's coming out or whatever your favorite cookbook is, it's okay. You don't worry. You don't mess things up.
Relax.
You know, that's the simplicity. Have fun in the kitchen. And really, you know, the holiday, make sure the cocktail hour is plentiful. If you're not into cocktails, make mocktails. You know, you could get creative with mocktails too. Just mock them up. Take out the liquor. Whatever you need to do. And I love, and this is a quick and easy one that I'll give you too, some stuffed dates wrapped in bacon.
Mm.
You just get those dates. You could stuff them with some, I love any kind of cheese, gorgonzola, blue cheese, whatever. Stuff those dates, wrap them with bacon, put them in the oven, let them bake, stick a toothpick through them, serve them. That's
it. I love anything wrapped in bacon. And that date,
okay. Ooh,
it's going to be delicious, all warm and sweet
and
inside that salted bacon.
Mm. Yes, and when you stuff the date and you put in like a really, like a gorgonzola cheese between that gorgonzola, the date, and the bacon,
oh.
I'm coming over for dinner.
Well, I might just have you do that anyway, Max Tucci. Max, thank you so much for joining us today. Always a joy to have you on the show.
It's my pleasure to be here. I wish everyone a happy holiday. And I have to give you another plug because I know about you. Y'all got to watch some Christmas Mail.
That's right. Y'all, that's right. Y'all on ION TV. My movie is running to death today. Every Christmas they bring it out. It's called Christmas Mail on ION TV. And I play the sassy Sally, who is the Cupid of the post office.
You are Cupid. And I got to tell you, girl. You better do your thing with that blonde hair. I love it.
You like my new hairdo?
Girl, you know what? You know when they said how Stella got her groove back? This
Ooh.
Is how Rolanda got her groove back.
Well, okay. All right. Now, listen, for those of you who haven't checked me out on Facebook, I have gone platinum blonde, chopped off all my hair, and it just does whatever it wants to do. But I'm getting more compliments than I did when I had all that long, luscious hair. But, you know, hey,
this is you, bro.
Simplicity.
Okay.
Kiss it, like we're doing in the kitchen this holiday. Kiss it.
Yes.
Keep it simple, silly.
And make everyone bring food. I love that. Or call a caterer.
That's right. Well, I believe in potluck. Everybody brings something. Because it's just, you know, if it's just you in the kitchen, you need some help. So have your friends bring some good stuff. That's always fun. Max Tucci, you can find him at Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. And also look out for the Oscars Delmonico book coming out in early next year. Max, love you. Have a happy holiday.
Happy holidays to everybody.
We'll be right back on Rolanda on Demand right after this.
Bold Radio, it's Rolanda.
Arjul and Martha can't speak each other's languages. Arjul falls in love with Martha instantly, he says. And at the end of a week, they go to this park and he draws on a little piece of paper a church, a bride, and a groom and shows it to her. And that's how he proposes.
Oh my gosh, stick figures.
And stick figures, yeah.
Go figures. Go figures.
Talk, listen, connect. There's more Rolanda next. Bold Radio. It's Rolanda.
Ro, she said, I sit here and wash my dishes listening to you.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And she said, you're my kitchen companion. That's what the whole thing is that you talk about and I talk about too, is that is going for your dreams, trying something new, not being afraid to fail.
We need to have passion in whatever we do. Without that passion, which is where the center of our creativity is, you're not going to have a fulfilling life.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
We are also going to hear my dear friend Donnie Demers' new Christmas song. But first, let me tell you about my new novel, Destiny Lingers. Destiny Lingers by Rolanda Watts. I am so excited I can bust. And I think it would make a great gift for anybody, man or woman, young or old. And, well, I've got some very spicy sex scenes in there, so be careful. But it's a good romance. It's about this investigative reporter in New York City who has uncovered every story except her own. She's not paying attention to her own life until she discovers this long strand of red hair stretched across her husband's bed pillow. The only person she knows with red hair is her best friend, Eve. And that one strand of red hair unravels this story of deceit. Then there's a hostage situation, plunging Destiny into desperation, where she goes back to North Carolina to this little island called Topsail Island to get her life back together. She re-meets the police chief. There's an uncanny familiarity. Come to find out, he's the little boy she was in love with when they were kids back in the 60s, when segregation, the Jim Crow laws, kept them apart. Well, time moves on, but Destiny lingers. And the question begs, what would you do at a second chance at your first love? Oh, yes, it's a juicy read. And yes, I gave you some great sex scenes. So go on over there, get the hardback or the softback, stocking stuffer, gift, cuddle up by the fire, under the tree, by the menorah, by the Kwanzaa candles. Please enjoy Destiny Lingers. I love you guys.
Bold Radio, it's Rolanda.
Ro, she said, I sit here and wash my dishes listening to you.
Oh, that's and great.
And she said, you're my kitchen companion. That's what the whole thing is that you talk about and I talk about too, is that is going for your dreams, trying something new, not being afraid to fail.
We need to have passion in whatever we do. Without that passion, which is where the center of our creativity is, you're not going to have a fulfilling life.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
Listening to Rolanda on Demand, and I'm Rolanda Watts, and I just want to say happy holidays to you. And I hope that this show is going to help you lower your stress level just a little bit. Don't put so much emphasis on everything. Have fun, relax. That's what the folks on my show today are saying as we're talking about food and how we can just jazz up the kitchen with some new recipes, making things new. And I want to just say thank you so much for listening, because I know there's so many other things that you could be doing today during these holidays. So it makes me feel amazingly wonderful that you're letting me be your kitchen companion. You can also follow me on Facebook throughout the week at Rolanda Fan Page. And you can also follow me at Rolanda Watts on Instagram and Twitter. And where else? YouTube, all of them. I tell you, we're all over the place, aren't we? We stay connected. But here on Rolanda on Demand, from the bedroom to the boardroom to the kitchen to the front porch, I hope I have something fun for you, including today. You know, holiday time inspires so many of us, especially if you're an artist. And that beautiful, beautiful keyboard is being played by the player himself, Wayne Lindsay. He's got a beautiful new Christmas album that you can go and get his CD over there at iTunes, where you can also subscribe to Rolanda on Demand. You can also find my next artist coming up, Donnie Demers. I'm going to tell you about his special tribute to Christmas and let you hear it right after this on Rolanda On Demand.
Welcome back to Rolanda On Demand.
You're listening to Rolanda On Demand, and I'm Rolanda Watts, and I want to say thank you so much for listening. I hope you're also listening and following me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube at Rolanda Watts, because I want to stay connected with you at all times. And a gift to you from me and my buddy Donnie Demers is this beautiful tribute to Christmas. Now, Donnie Demers is quite the man. He and his brother, Jimmy Demers, are good friends of mine, and they are one performing duo born in Worcester, Massachusetts. This American songwriter and pianist is also a record producer, and he got together with another major songwriter and came up with this song you're about to hear for Christmas. Donnie was born with muscular dystrophy, and he has never, ever, ever, ever claimed to be disabled. What he is just one magical music maker. Let me tell you about who his songwriting partner is. Donnie wrote this song with Steve Eaton, a super talented writer who has hits with The Carpenters, Glen Campbell, Art Garfunkel, The Righteous Brothers, Anne Marie, and on and on and on. This song is very reminiscent of The Carpenters, you might hear. I know that because I know how much Donnie loved Karen Carpenter, so you may hear a bit of that. Put it out on your social media if you like it. It is called Christmas Again. Enjoy and let the world know about Donnie Demers and Steve Eaton's new song, Christmas Again. Thanks for listening. Now go out there and do something good.
Snowflakes are falling. Times. about you, but I am sitting here boo-hooing like a baby. Thank you so much, Donnie Demers and Steve Eaton, for that beautiful song, Christmas Again, which you can get on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening to Rolanda on Demand. Now go out there and do something good. And that might be calling that one you're thinking about right now. Calling the one you love. Have a good holiday now.
All the laughter, all the wonderful times we once knew. Christmas again reminds me of you. Now it's just Christmas again. So many Christmases I can recall, embracing the wonder when we had it all. Every December.
Stick with me here on Rolanda on Demand, and don't forget to follow me on Facebook at Rolanda Fan Page, and then on Twitter and Instagram, YouTube. You can catch me. She's everywhere.
Everywhere
you want to be.
Rolanda Watts.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.